It's been a pretty busy week here. They've had three meets here in the last 8 or 9 days here. They were up at Goodland yesterday, very competitive meet up there, the Goodland Invitational there at the Sugar Hills Golf Course. And we're going to talk with one of our golfers and also Coach Brian Gentry. We'll talk with a sophomore, Dylan Metzger. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Now, first I got to ask you, you got matching shoes. What's that like now?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah, you got the boot off, so that's a good deal there. But, you decided to make the transition to golf this year, and how's it been for you so far?
It's been pretty good. I feel like I'm getting better as long as the season goes on, but just trying to stay more consistent.
All right. And, you know, yesterday you had to golf up there at Goodland. What was that like for you?
It was a really nice course. There's a lot of trees there, so got myself into some trouble when I didn't need to, but other than that, it went all right.
All right. Well, I know there's some things you could probably take away. What were some of the biggest takeaways from that meet yesterday?
Oh, that I need to work on my chipping. My chipping was not very good.
All right. And what's probably some of your strengths so far?
Oh, I feel like getting off the tee box has been fairly good this year. Of course, I just got my boot off 2 days ago, so kind of had to switch up my swing a little bit, so trying to get back into the flow of things. But other than that,
now you got to probably swing a little bit more balanced,
right?
Don't you?
Right.
Yeah. That's quite an adjustment. But you know, sometimes when you've had to kind of go back with, now you're a boot off, is it kind of weird having to deal with that?
Yes, it is. I mean, with the boot, I was so much higher on one side than the other. So.
All right. What's probably been your strength this year so far?
Oh, I feel like my drives off the tee box have been my best part.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, hopefully things continue to work well for you here. And I know it's been pretty exciting, but what's been, through the first three meets here, what's been your favorite course?
Oh, Dunes, definitely. Dunes was really nice.
Yeah, that is a pretty good one there.
Yeah.
Well, it's sophomore Dylan Metzger joining us here, Scott City Golf here. And thanks again, as always, here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, it's sophomore Dylan Metzger joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And now we're going to talk with head coach Brian Gentry here in Scott City yesterday, competing at the Goodland Invitational there at the Sugar Hills Golf Course. And I understand it was a little bit of an interesting day there yesterday with all the weather elements for a while.
Yeah, we had the shade, the sun, and the snow. It was typical Goodland weather. But, you know, honestly, it turned out to be a pretty nice day. The wind wasn't up, so it was it wasn't too bad. You know, most of our guys got in. We had one group that hung around out there for about another 45 minutes. Nobody could find him. So it got a little chilly at the end. But, yeah, it was it's pretty typical.
Well, I was going to ask you, probably the only thing you were missing were tornadoes, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, high winds, you know. It turned out to be a pretty nice day.
Yeah, I know it was probably a pretty tough tournament there. A lot of good teams there. And you guys ended up at eighth place there. And how did you feel like that your players went out and competed yesterday?
Well, I mean, golf's just it's a lot different than any other sport. I mean, you know, whether you're playing baseball or track or tennis, the courts and the tracks don't really change. No. This is the first time many of these guys have seen any of these courses. So, it's kind of a tall task for a lot of them, you know, knowing where to, you know, where they can miss it, is huge, especially when you're talking about guys who've seen the course for the first time in their whole life. You know, trying to get them to think, you know, one and two shots ahead is a big deal. And, so every course that we play is a, you know, a new challenge. And, you know, they're doing well, you know, as far as adapting and not getting too down on certain shots. But I mean, they want to be good. It's just, it's golf and it's tough.
Yeah.
It's really, really tough to, you know, to see a course for the first time and just go out and play it well. You know, Kale saw it, you know, as a freshman, you know, a couple of times. That's the only, you know, thing that we had going for him is he's been there. But, you know, they did okay. And you know, I think a lot of Kansas high school golf is kind of down as far as, you know, team numbers go and team scores. If you look around, I mean, some of them, it's just, it's kind of wild just because you have so many newcomers. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, when you go to a golf course, it's different. You know, you just, you got to kind of adapt as you go and do your best. And they're doing a good job with it.
Hey, you mentioned Kale there. He led you guys in the eighth place finish there yesterday. And now you have a little bit of time off here. Probably a good thing because it's not going to be fun golfing the next couple of days here. And I believe your next meet's your home meet next Friday.
Well, we had room for another tournament, so we actually picked up one. We're going to go to Ulysses on Monday.
Okay.
They got a nice course up there, but yeah, for us, if it's below 40, the golf course is closed, and so. If anybody knows of any indoor courses we can go play, other than that, like, we were just kind of stuck. So, the Ulysses tournament will be good. Hopefully ours is. We moved the date. You know, it's on a Friday now for the first time in a long time. And our guys are looking forward to that. But our JV, they've actually had some guys that played pretty good. And Tracer Chapman, shot 49 at Lakin, which is a good score, with all the out of bounds that we talked about last week with our varsity guys, that's a good score. And we had some other guys in the 50s, I think Coy Vance was in the 50s. So we've got some guys that, as the season progresses, maybe we look to, bring them up into the varsity tournaments. But it's quite a bit different, JV to varsity in golf. You got guys that are really, paying attention to what you're doing. You're just wandering around out there by yourself anyway. So we hope to get some of these guys a little bit more consistent and ready to possibly help us out. Cause when you only take four guys to a tournament, I mean, you that's all you're turning in is your team score. One guy can't have a bad round. You need the best at all of them every time.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. As Scott said, he'll be headed to Ulysses on Monday and then get the host next Friday at the golf course here in Scott City. And, man, the season's flying by already here in the spring. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
All right, thanks.